Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, marketing, pop culture, and nerds' first Super Bowl ads, because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. I'm Rebecca Stewart, Europe Brand Editor, and today I'm joined by Al Manarino, Senior Producer at the Adweek Podcast Network. You're on the other side of the mic today, Al. We love it.
I'm just happy to be here. Happy to be talking with you on a Friday, missing Luz, but happy to fill in for her.
Yes, we miss you, Luz, but you know, it's fine. We're fine.
that's the motto for today, right? Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. That's just the motto, full stop. Al, always.
Yes.
But we have a really good guest today, right?
Awesome guest. And you alluded to in the introduction, we're talking about the nerds. The amazing candy, their first ever Super Bowl spot. I can't believe they've never been in the Super Bowl, but we talk all about that today. You know, joining us for today's episode, we have Joey Rath, Marketing Director at Nerds, and just having her walk us through kind of the conception and execution of their first Super Bowl spot. Now, at the time of this recording, we have not seen the Super Bowl spot. They've only released a teaser.
Yes, they've released a teaser with Addison Rae, and she's like a dance instructor, and we don't know who she's trying to teach to dance. So there's a little bit of mystery around it, a little bit of star power. They've clearly had a bit of budget for it, so it'll be interesting to see what the final creative looks like.
Yeah, and we learned a lot in this conversation without spoiling the actual spot. So I think you guys are in for a real treat.
100%. But before we jump into that chat, we've got a few reminders for you guys.
Yeah, we have a few great reminders for you guys. I'm going to start with Outlook 2024. So last week or 2 weeks ago at this point, we were at Outlook, our first in-person event for Adweek, and Luz had recorded 3 podcast episodes. If you go back on the feed, you can hear her conversation with We Are Rosie. And then this week, you can listen to her conversation with Stephen Wolf Perea, EVP and Chief Client Officer at Televisa Univision. So great, great conversation. Another brand that is involved with the Super Bowl in a totally different way. So definitely check that out if you are subscribed to the feed, which you totally should be.
Yeah, you and Luz definitely had a busy week at Outlook, and yes. Yeah, we're going to have so much good content from that, so please do tune in. And of course, the whole theme of today's episode is the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl is close, and don't we know it, at Adweek. My inbox is filled with Super Bowl stuff, but you can stay up to date on all the teasers and the tea on the Adweek Super Bowl tracker.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear your suggestions about who and what you want to hear more of on the show. So make sure you email us at podcast@adweek.com or reach out to us on X or Instagram or TikTok. That's just at Adweek on all platforms. So definitely reach out to us.
Yes, just slide right into the DMs.
Yes.
But without further ado, let's jump into our chat with Joanna. Hi there, and welcome, Joey. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Really good, thank you. We're really excited to have you on, and I know it's a busy week for you in the run-up to the Super Bowl because Nerds is launching its first ad there. How exciting.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I have to say it's an honor to be on the podcast, so thank you for having me as a guest.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And, you know, as I mentioned, this is a first for Nerds. And you launched a teaser this week with Addison Rae.
Yes.
And we can't talk about the full ad yet, but we're going to talk about, you know, why you're investing in the Super Bowl and kind of what led to this decision. You know, is it an awareness play or can we expect like a surprising twist from Nerds? What's your first Super Bowl kind of foray all about?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we're so excited to be in the Super Bowl. You know, most people don't know, but Nerds as a brand has been growing significantly over the past 5 years. So the business has grown from 50 million to over half a billion within 5 years. So there's been tremendous growth behind the business. And we know that most consumers know about Nerds. Most of us grew up buying those tiny grape and strawberry boxes and getting it at Halloween. But a lot of consumers haven't really thought about Nerds most recently. And so, yeah, Super Bowl is absolutely the biggest stage to be on to drive big awareness. But at the same time, we know this is an opportunity for us to almost relaunch the brand in a new and modern way. Yes. It's an awareness play, but yes, you can definitely also expect some sort of surprising twist. We've definitely taken note. A lot of brands that do it best, you know, really try to entertain at Super Bowl. So that's certainly what we're trying to achieve as well.
Mm-hmm. And the teaser features Addison Rae, as I mentioned earlier, and, you know, she's kind of a dance instructor, but we don't see who she's teaching.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the teaser?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll first start off by saying that, you know, we know a lot of brands use celebrities at the Super Bowl. And when we went into the planning stage of our campaign, we had a lot of internal debate. Do we need a celebrity? Do we not? But as we concepted our overarching campaign and creative idea, it very organically came together where, you know, as we think about the positioning of the brand and it's all around delivering a multi-sensorial candy experience, we realized that Addison Rae was a perfect fit for the brand too, because she's been a lover of the brand for a long period of time, but also her energy. She has a very vibrant, colorful energy. There were just so many synergies between Addison and the brand. So in our campaign, what you'll see is, yes, Addison is doing her best as a dance coach for some unknown student. So you won't see the mystery student yet. That will be revealed in our big game spot. But again, you can see the energy, and she's doing a great job of coaching her unknown students. So we're excited about all that is going to be shown in our spot as well.
I know we can't get into too many details about the spot itself, and we want audiences to be super surprised. But can you give us an idea of like what the brief looked like?
Yeah.
And if the final creative was what you originally envisioned it to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So we created one master brief across our full agency team, you know, across creative, media, shopper, PR, to concept a campaign idea. And again, as I talked about, the Nerds brand is all about delivering a multi-sensorial experience, so a candy that engages all of the five senses. So that was part of the brief. We also have our characters. If you've seen them on packaging, they've been part of the brand for the past 40 years. And so part of the brief is, how do we bring our characters to life in a fresh new way? And so with that challenge, you know, the creative team has done an amazing job. The creative and full agency team has done an amazing job of thinking through, okay, if this is what the brand's all about, how does it come to life in a way that telegraphs, again, the vibrant, colorful energy of the brand that engages all the senses. Dance, music is certainly a part of it. But essentially, that's what the brief looked like at the start. And again, amazing creative work that's come out of it.
Amazing. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about what it takes to foster a strong, healthy client agency experience. How did you work together to keep your eyes on the prize for like such a big undertaking?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'd say at the start, first, we had a very tight brief and brand strategy to underpin the creative and campaign work. So if you have strong fundamentals, those need to carry through in the work itself. But then realizing, you know, now as we get through the planning and execution stages, strong communication and collaboration skills were critical across our full interagency team to deliver a strong, cohesive, creative, and executional strategy. And what's actually interesting is in a challenge for our agency team, this was the first time our full agency team had worked together. So it was quite a big feat. So we all had to roll up our sleeves, client side included, to stay close as we moved throughout the process. And ultimately, through trial and error, we learned along the way, you know, developing the frameworks and the ways of working that were most productive. And ultimately, to get through all that, the full team, including the client team, needs to stay positive with the mindset to improve and move.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fun.
How long has this kind of the Super Bowl spot been in the making? Like, I'm curious when kind of after an idea is floated, like how long does the production process and the creative process take?
Yeah, absolutely. So knowing that we hadn't been in the Super Bowl before, and again, this was the first time our full agency team had been working together, we wanted to kick off with enough time to feel that we have developed a strong creative strategy before we went into production. So we kicked off in February of 2023. So that gave us, yes, a full 12 months of planning. And I know not all brands, you know, plan on that span of time when developing their Super Bowl campaign. But again, just knowing that this is a new almost relaunch of the brand, we wanted to have that extra time to feel good about, again, the creative platform, the creative idea that underpins the ad itself. But ultimately, you know, as we moved through the planning and execution process, we shot the spot in August of last year because we wanted to have plenty of time for the post-production process. And you'll see, especially with bringing our characters to life, we wanted to make sure that we built in animation time as well. So the planning started early. But, you know, we're, again, tremendously proud of the creative, and we hope the rest of America enjoys it, too.
Yeah.
Long time coming.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. A year in the making. Like, when that airs, you must be like, okay, what now?
I know, exactly,
next
right?
Next year?
Absolutely.
How much of that is part of that overall plan? So, obviously, you're doing such a big buildup to this spot where it's going to get, you know, national and potentially worldwide attention. How much of the next, you know, 3 to 6 months or the next year is already planned out post this campaign?
Yeah, great question. So beyond the Super Bowl, again, for us to continue to drive broad awareness and consideration of the Nerds brand, we will continue to invest in media. So you'll see that past the Super Bowl, we will have a new equity spot launching, and it will sustain presence in the marketplace through Q4 of this year. So Nerds very much, you know, kicking off our new campaign in the start of 2024, but it's a brand that we'll continue to invest in beyond 2024 as well.
Yeah, so interesting. And, you know, you mentioned like collaboration when it comes to working with your agency. And when we were doing a bit of reading around, we found that Nerds had some quite interesting brand partnerships kind of over the years.
Yeah.
You done one with Dungeons and Dragons, which I've seen that Reddit loved. And there was a kind of another appearance on Netflix, Glow. In the same year. Can you share a little bit about what your target audience looks like these days? Like, who is Nerds speaking to when they're doing these kind of partnerships and collaborations?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, over the years as the brand has grown, we've seen an evolution in our core consumer base. So 5 years ago, Nerds core consumers were mostly millennial and Gen X parents that were buying for their kids. Again, it's the nostalgia with the original Tiny Candy boxes, but we launched our new Gummy Clusters product, and that completely took off in the marketplace. And with the growth of Gummy Clusters, we've seen our core consumer has actually evolved to include Gen Z and younger millennial consumers. So with that, with any of the partnerships that we've done in the past, what's always been very important to the Nerds brand is that any partner needs to authentically reflect the Nerds brand. So in the past with D&D, leaning into nerddom, as well as with influencers like Gaten Matarazzo, you know, those partnerships have performed very well for us because it was a great opportunity to show up authentically with the right partners. And as the brands continued to grow, we've seen a lot of other influencers and brands and partners express their love for the brand. So we know there's opportunity for a much wider audience moving forward.
Great.
Amazing. I like literally just last night we were at an arcade and my son, the first thing he saw this little candy claw. And the first thing he's like, can you get the Nerds for me?
Oh my gosh, like, I love it.
The 5 year old is that you got the 5 year old audience like locked down. So I'm glad it's far reaching too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like cross-generational Nerds, and the packaging is like so tantalizing. I love a Nerds rope. I feel like that's a really good cinema snack.
I love Nerds rope.
Oh, yes. Nerds rope is amazing. I love it too. It's one of my favorites for sure.
And so apart from your own brand, is there any commercial or activation you're looking forward to seeing this year during the big game?
Yeah, I mean, I know that Super Bowl is a big occasion to entertain people. It's the most fun to watch advertising during the game. I've seen some of the teasers from a few brands. So Hellman's with Kate McKinnon and the Mayo Cat. Like, I don't know what that's all about, but, you know, she's a hilarious personality. So I'm really interested in seeing how does that come to life? What does it have to do with the cat? They're doing a great job at building up intrigue there. And then, of course, Pringles, they always do an amazing job too. I'm a big chips lover. And so the standoff with Pringles, with the Pringles can, I don't really know where they're headed. So a lot of intrigue in their teasers, and I'm really excited to see the payoff. Like, what's the actual ad going to be then?
Yeah. It's so interesting kind of watching this unfold from the UK because, like, Christmas is our Super Bowl, I guess, for advertising.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, since I started working for a US publication, I'm really into it now. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Uber One spot with the Beckhams.
Oh,
the teaser
yeah.
for that looks really fun. I love all the celebrity and the kind of star power. But the Pringles one should be good, I reckon, too. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
And, Joey, I just had a kind of one more question from me. Was around, like, measuring the success of a Super Bowl ad. You know, you said you put the frameworks in place in terms of the creative process. But when it comes to measurement, like, have you got something in mind, like, how are you going to measure the success of the ads?
Yeah, that's a great question. So early on in the campaign planning process, we were clear in defining main KPIs for the program. So, of course, from a creative and campaign effectiveness standpoint, we do have creative metrics in place to understand the impact of the creative itself and what does that drive across brand metrics. But then beyond that, we have a big program in store with custom displays. So we're also looking at the impact of the Super Bowl total campaign on the brand's business performance as well.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Amazing. And last question for me is kind of working off that one of like, what do you personally, how do you want people to react and talk about the Nerds Super Bowl spot?
Yeah.
For yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, candy is a really fun category. And so that's the emotion that we want people to feel. We want them to laugh. We want them to be entertained, but in a lighthearted way. So we really hope that folks enjoy our spot and just take it for what it is. It's meant to be there to just put a smile on your face.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. So please keep an eye on adweek.com where you will see it, listeners. And thank you, Joey, for joining us. And thank you, Al, for stepping in.
Of course, yes. Anytime.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.